భగవతే వాసుదేవాయ. ఓం నమో భగవతే వాసుదేవాయ. ఓం నమో భగవతే వాసుదేవాయ. శ్రీమద్భాగవతం కెంటో 6 చాప్టర్ 8 టెక్స్ట్ 31 నారాయణ కవచ్ శిల్డ్. యథా హి భగవానేవ వస్తుతః సదసత్చయా సత్తేనానేన నః సర్వే యాంతు నాశముపద్రవా. యథా హి భగవానేవ వస్తుతః సదసత్చయా సత్తేనానేన నః సర్వే యాంతు నాశముపద్రవా. యథా హి భగవానేవ వస్తుతః సదసత్చయా సత్తేనానేన నః సర్వే యాంతు నాశముపద్రవః. యథా హి భగవానేవ సదసత్చయా సత్యనా ఉపద్రవ. ద సటిల్ అండ్ ద వర్డ్ మీనింగ్ యథా జస్ట్ యాజ్ హీ ఇన్ డీడ్ భగవాన్ ద సుప్రీం పర్సనాలిటీ ఆఫ్ గాడ్ హెడ్ ఏవా అన్డౌటెడ్లీ వస్తుతః at the ultimate issue sat manifested asat unmanifested cha and yat whatever satyena by the truth anena this nah our sarve all yantu let them go nasham to annihilation upadravah disturbances. So this has only translation. So I read the translation. The subtle and the gross cosmic manifestation is material, but nevertheless it is non-different from the Supreme Personality of Godhead, because he is ultimately cause of all causes. Cause and effect are factually one, because cause is present in effect. Therefore, the absolute truth, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, can destroy all our dangers by his potent parts. Yathaikatma anubhavanam vikalpa rahitah swayam భూషణాయుధ లింగాఖ్యాం ధత్తే శక్తి స్వమాయయా తేనైవ సత్యమానేన సర్వజ్ఞో భగవాన్ హరి పాతు సర్వై సర్వరూపేణ సదా సర్వత్ర సర్వగః. ద సుప్రీం పర్సనాలిటీ ఆఫ్ గాడ్ హెడ్, ద లివింగ్ ఎంటిటీస్, ద మెటీరియల్ ఎనర్జీ, ద స్పిరిచువల్ ఎనర్జీ అండ్ ద ఎంటైర్ క్రియేషన్ ఆర్ ఆల్ ఇండివిజువల్ సబ్స్టెన్స్ ఇన్ ద అల్టిమేట్ ఎనాలిసిస్. హావెవర్ టుగెదర్ దే కన్స్టిట్యూట్ ద సుప్రీమ్ వన్, ద పర్సనాలిటీ ఆఫ్ గాడ్ హెడ్. దేర్ ఫోర్ దోజ్ హూ ఆర్ అడ్వాన్స్ ఇన్ స్పిరిచువల్ నాలెడ్జ్ సీ యూనిటీ ఇన్ డైవర్సిటీ. ఫర్ సచ్ అడ్వాన్స్ పర్సన్ లార్డ్స్ బాడీలీ డెకొరేషన్, హిజ్ నేమ్, హిజ్ ఫేమ్, హిజ్ అట్రిబ్యూట్స్ అండ్ ఫార్మ్స్ అండ్ ద వెపన్స్ ఇన్ హిజ్ హ్యాండ్ ఆర్ మేనిఫెస్టేషన్ ఆఫ్ ది స్ట్రెంగ్త్ ఆఫ్ హిజ్ పొటెన్సీ అకార్డింగ్ టు దర్ ఎలివేటెడ్ స్పిరిచువల్ అండర్స్టాండింగ్. ద ఓమ్నిసియన్ లార్డ్ హూ మేనిఫెస్ట్ వేరియస్ ఫార్మ్ ఈజ్ ప్రజెంట్ ఎవ్రీవేర్. మే హీ ఆల్వేస్ ప్రొటెక్ట్ అస్ ఎవ్రీవేర్ ఫ్రమ్ ఆల్ కెలామిటీ. Now it has the purport. A person highly elevated in spiritual knowledge knows that nothing exists but the Supreme Personality of Godhead. This is also confirmed in Bhagavad Gita, where Lord Krishna says, Mayatam idam sattvam, indicating that everything we see is an expansion of his energy. This is confirmed in the Vishnu Puran. Ekadesa sthitayengera జ్యోష్ణా విశ్వానియథా పరాయాస్య భమతః సచిత్ తథేదం అఖిలం జగ. యాజ్ ఎ ఫైర్ ఆల్దో ఇట్ ఎగ్జిస్ట్స్ ఇన్ వన్ ప్లేస్ కెన్ ఎక్స్పాండ్ ఇట్స్ లైట్ అండ్ హీట్ ఎవ్రీవేర్, సో ద ఓమ్నిపోటెంట్ లార్డ్ ద సుప్రీం పర్సనాలిటీ ఆఫ్ గాడ్ హెడ్ ఆల్దో సిచ్యువేటెడ్ ఇన్ హిస్ స్పిరిచువల్ అబోట్ ఎక్స్పాండ్స్ హిమ్సెల్ఫ్ ఎవ్రీవేర్ ఇన్ బోత్ ద మెటీరియల్ అండ్ స్పిరిచువల్ వర్డ్స్ బై హిజ్ వేరియస్ ఎనర్జీస్. Since both cause and effect are the Supreme Lord, there is no difference between cause and effect. Consequently, the ornaments and weapons of the Lord, being expansion of His spiritual energy, are not different from Him. There is no difference between the Lord and His various presented energies. This is also confirmed in the Padma Purana. Nama Chintamani Krishna Chaitanya Rasa Vigraha పూర్ణశుద్ధో నిత్యముక్తో భిన్నాత్వం నామనామినః. ద హోలీ నేమ్ ద లార్డ్ ఈజ్ ఫుల్లీ ఐడెంటికల్ విత్ ద లార్డ్, నాట్ పార్షియలీ. వర్డ్ పూర్ణ మీన్స్ కంప్లీట్. లార్డ్ ఈజ్ ఓమ్నిపొటెంట్ అండ్ ఓమ్నిసియంట్ అండ్ సిమిలర్లీ హిజ్ నేమ్, ఫార్మ్, క్వాలిటీస్, పారాఫెర్నాలియా, ఎవ్రీథింగ్ పర్టైనింగ్ టు హిమ్ ఆర్ కంప్లీట్లీ ప్యూర్, eternal and free from material contamination. The prayer to the ornaments and carriers of the Lord is not false, for they are as good as the Lord, since the Lord is all-pervasive. He exists in everything, and everything exists in Him. Therefore, even worship of Lord's weapon or ornaments has the same potency as worship of Lord. Mayavadis refuse to accept the form of Lord, or they say that the form of the Lord is a Maya or false. But one should note very carefully that this is not acceptable. Although Lord's original form and His impersonal expansions are one, the Lord maintains His form, qualities and abode eternally. Therefore this prayer says, Pātu sarvaihi sarvarūpaye na sadā sarvatra sarvagaha. May the Lord, who is all-pervasive in His various forms, protect us everywhere. Lord is always present everywhere by His name, form, qualities, attributes and paraphernalia, and they all have equal power to protect the devotee. Srila Madhvacharya explains this as follows. Eka eva paror Vishnu bhusha heti dvajeshu ajah tattach sakti pradatvena swayam eva vyavasthitai satte nainena mam deva పాతు సర్వేశ్వరో హరి. ఓం అజ్ఞాన తిమిరంధస్య జ్ఞానంజన శలాకయా చక్షుర్ ఉన్మిలితం ఏన తస్మై శ్రీ గురువే నమః. శ్రీ చైతన్యమనావృష్టం स्थापितं येन भूतले स्वयं रूप कदा मह्यं ददाति स्वपदांतिकं वंदेहं श्रीयुत पदकमलं श्रीगुरोन् वैष्णवांश श्रीरूपं साग्रजातं सहगण रघुनाथान्वितं तं सजीवं साद्वैतं सावधूतं परिजन सहितं कृष्ण चैतन्य देवं श्रीराधा कृष्ण पादान सहगण ललिता श्री विशाखानुतांश हे कृष्ण करुणा सिंधु दीनबंधो जगतपते गोपेश गोपिका कांत राधा कांत नमस्तुते तप्त कांचन गौरंगे राधे वृंदावनेश्वरी वृषभानुसुते देवी प्रणमामि हरिप्रिये वांछाकल्पतरुभ्यश्च कृपा सिंधुभ्यमेव च पतितानां पावनेभ्यो वैष्णवेभ्यो नमो नमः। जय श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानंद श्री अद्वैत गदाधर शिवासादि गौर भक्तवृंद हरे कृष्ण 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे हरे। नमः ओम विष्णुपादाय कृष्ण प्रेष्ठाय भूतले श्रीमते भक्ति वेदांत स्वामीति नामिने। नमस्ते सरस्वती देवे गौरवाणी प्रचारिणे निर्विशेष शून्यवाद पाशात देश तारिणे। यथा हि भगवानेव वस्तुतः सदसच्चयत् सत्येनानेन न सर्वे यान्तुनाशमुपाद्रवा तथैकात्मानुभावानां विकल्परहितः स्वयं भूषणायुधा लिङ्गाख्यां धत्ते शक्ति स्वमायया तेनैव सत्यमानेन सर्वज्ञो भगवान् हरिः पातु सर्वैः स्वरूपैः सदा सर्वत्र सर्वगः। द सटल एंड ग्रास कॉस्मिक मैनिफेस्टेशन इज अ मटेरियल बट नेवर्थलेस इट इज नॉन डिफरेंट फ्रॉम द सुप्रीम पर्सनैलिटी ऑफ गॉड हेड बिकॉज ही इज अल्टीमेटली द कॉज ऑफ ऑल कॉजेज। कॉज एंड इफेक्ट आर फैक्चुअली वन बिकॉज द कॉज इज प्रेजेंट इन द इफेक्ट। देयरफॉर द एब्सोल्यूट ट्रूथ द सुप्रीम पर्सनैलिटी ऑफ गॉड हेड कैन डिस्ट्रॉय ऑल आवर डेंजर्स बाय एनी ऑफ हिज पोटेंट पावर। सुप्रीम पर्सनैलिटी ऑफ गॉड हेड द लिविंग एंटिटी the material energy, the spiritual energy and the entire creation, all individual substances. In ultimate analysis, however, together they constitute the Supreme One, the Personality of Godhead. Therefore, those who are advanced in spiritual knowledge see unity in diversity. For such advanced person, Lord's bodily decoration, his name, his fame, his attributes, forms and the weapons in his hands are manifestations of the strength of his potency. According to their elevated spiritual understanding, the omniscient Lord who manifests various forms is present everywhere. May he always protect us everywhere from all calamities. Jai Shri Prabhupada ki. So now in this chapter, we are reading about this Narayan Kavach. And you see this Bhagavatam is full of prayers. This is the prayer Narayan Kavach, when somebody is in immense danger and if his problem is not solved, then he should take shelter of Narayan Kavach. But nevertheless, if you read the purport of 28, Sarvanyanani Bhagavan Nam Rupanu Kirtana Parayantu Sansayam Saddev Yona Shriya Pratipaka. In the purport, Prabhupada says that this we are always afraid of these hindrances to our auspicious life. Therefore, may they all be completely destroyed by the chanting of Hare Krishna Mahamantra. So, this Hare Krishna Mahamantra has also Narayan Kavach inside. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has also said in his Shastakam that namna makari bahudha nija sarva shakti. There is not a single shakti of the Lord which is not inside the Mahamantra. So you must be very much rest assured that now I have just got the Narayan cover, so I should do this. There is also Gajendra Moksha. There are so many people, materialists in India, they have a small booklet for Narayan Kavach, Gajendra Moksha, and they just keep chanting for different things. Of course, this Bhagavatam is a brilliant son. This is for everybody. Akamo sarva kamo va moksha kama udaradhi. Person who has no desire. Akamo. Sarva kamo va. A person who has all the desire, who wants everything. Who wants play and flute? Our friend, what is your name? Bhakti Stephen. Harinam, he was playing flute. He was the cause of attraction. So cause and effect both is Krishna. So in your flute, may Lord Krishna play his own flute. So either somebody has no desire whatsoever of to come like the Lord himself, fully satisfied, who has got mukti right here. He doesn't need anything. That person should also take shelter of Krishna consciousness, this tibra bhakti, shuddha bhakti. And person who has all the desire, sarva kamova, who has unlimited desire, he should also take shelter of Krishna. Moksha kama, a person who is just fond of liberation. So there is no way out that no, if we go to Krishna, we will not get this. Because he is $100 bill, everything is there. So there is no need of taking shelter anywhere else. So this prayer, the explanation of this prayer is given by Vishwarup, an elder brother of Indra. Indra is the chief of all the demigods. And when Vritasur was fighting, it was a very big fight, huge, for a long time. And he was completely bewildered. So then ultimately he took shelter of this Narayan Kavach. And then he explains, Vishwarupa explains that how much is the potential this Narayan Kavach, how can you get the protection. So we should take shelter of Narayan Kavach. But Prabhupada has explained very carefully and very clearly that the Kirtanam Harihi, the Sankirtanam, this Harinam Sankirtan is all powerful. The Narayan Kavach is the part of this Sankirtan. And that's why this movement has been created, because this is the most potent organization Prabhupada has given to us. It has everything. It is 100% perfect. It has the best house. It has best prasadam. It has the best dress. It has best association. What do we want? What do we want? We want to be happy. And this is the happiest place. What do we want more? We want something more? Justin? Nothing. So, that's it. You are here. I got 3 boys. They were wandering in yoga center of Yogananda. Now since I brought them from day before yesterday, they are stuck with Krishna. Now you guys have to protect these 3. They are 3 monkeys. they are with us all the time, 24 hours. So now let us see. I got them dressed also, kurta now. They need dhoti. They need dhoti now. So, but the guy has no passport, otherwise I was ready to take him to India. He has to make his passport. So he's trying. So what we must understand, the effect of association. There is a Hindi bhajan. So I will narrate and explain you how it says. It says that, Tajahu man hari vimukhan ke sang. Oh my dear mind, please leave the association of guys who are against Hari, Hari Bimukhan, who sit, they put their back towards Krishna. So don't even talk to them, don't have their darshan, don't see to them. Jinake sang kubudhi upajat prabhu parat bhajan me bhang. By their association, kubudhi, we always get the very wrong type of intelligence. It cuts her into pieces. We are tortured. So we should never associate those type of people. Jinke sang kubudhi upajat prabhu parat bhajan me bhang. And when you start chanting or when you want to do something for Krishna, there is always some disturbance because of their associations. So then he is giving example. Pita tajau Prahalad. You know Prahalad Maharaj? He abandoned his father. His father was very greatly king. His name was? Really? Master man. Yellow dress, he is new, but he knows everything. So Hiranyakasipu, he was so clever. He was very austere man, standing in the, he just asking the blessing and boon, standing on his toe, years, thousands of years. Then Supreme Lord told Brahma, go protect your created man, this man is going to die. He wants your blessing, go there. Brahmaji came and said, hey, my dear boy, what do you want? He said, I want to be Amar, immortal. He said, dear friend, I could have given, but I don't have one. I myself will die. So he thought he is very clever, Asura. He said, okay, then I have to ask many things. In place of $100, then you give me 5 cents, 20 cents, $1, $2, lot of stuff. Then I will be satisfied. He said, all right, you ask anything, but not this one. He said, okay. So he thought this man is old, he has got less brain. So let me make some special boundary for myself, so I will not die. So he was very clever. What did he ask? He said, I should not die in daytime. Okay, done. He said, I should not die in the night time. He said, done. He said, I should not die in the sky. He said, okay. Not on the earth. He said, okay. Not a single weapon. No weapon can kill me. He said, okay. He said, not an animal can kill me. He said, no problem. He said, not a human being can kill me. He said, no problem. So not inside the house. Okay. Not outside the house. So he thought, now how can I be killed? So clever man. Krishna said, okay, no problem. Super intelligent man is sitting how to kill you. Right? So he told son Amark, Sukracharya's son. They are very intelligent gurus. So he put them under charge of Prahlad. Said, take care of this boy. And Narad came, Narad peeped in his ear. Sriman Narayana, Narayana, Hari, Hari. And this boy started chanting Sriman Narayana, Narayana, Hari. He doesn't care what this son Amark are chanting. They are telling him about the politics. They are telling him about the Niti Shastra. They are telling him about the diplomacy. The guy doesn't listen. He's sitting in the class, always chirping. Sriman Narayana, Narayana, Hari, Hari. And this other friend, also they got accustomed. Like this boy, our Ryan. He's a dropout from the class, he ran away from, he said that my mother was pushing me, go to class, go to class, go to class. I thought, okay, I should follow his instructions. He said that I don't get any juice, any substance in that class. So same thing was with the Prahlad. He thought, why should I waste time? Sriman Narayana, and he was just chanting Nara's instruction. So, then Hiranyakasipu came, he said, what happened? What Prahlad is doing well? He said, man, he's not going to listen to us. This is your son, you should do something. So he says, why? He called his minister, he said, throw him from the mountain. Let him die. We don't want. So he said, no, listen, Pitaji. You should follow what I'm practicing. He said, what are you practicing? He says, he talked about Navadha Bhakti. He says that Sravanam Kirtanam Vishnu Smaranam Pada Sevanam Archanam Bandhanam Dasyam Sakhyam Atmani Vedanam. He says, you are a good guy, but do only one thing. You erase one word from this. This shloka is perfect, fitting nice. Just where it is says Vishnu, cut it. Just put Hiranyakasipu there. So I have no problem with this sloka. You follow this. This is very good, very sumptuous food for me. But you just remove the word Vishnu from this sloka, put my name, everything will be all right. He said, no, no, father, you have gone crazy. You must worship Vishnu. He is protector of you, he is protector of me. He said, this boy is crazy. So throw him from the mountain. So his minister took him, they throw him from the mountain. Krishna sent nice rope for him. And he pulled the rope and came down. So he asked the ministers, did the Prahlad die? He said, no, he's walking around. He said, then take this guy, take him, throw him ocean. So they took him and put him in, throw him in the ocean. Krishna sent a small boat for him, he came back. What happened? Prahlad died? He said, no, he's walking around. He said, okay, put him in the room where there is so much snake. Highest degree, the top cobra. They just, even if they whisper there, he will die. And all these snakes became garland, flower garland. And Prahlad is putting one by one all the garland. And Sriman Narayana, Narayana, Hari, Hari. And then he comes out, he didn't die. He said, what happened? Did Prahlad die? No, he's walking around. He has a lot of garland in his neck now. So he said, oh, guy was okay. Tell my sister, Holika, she has got the boon. When? Why she is waiting? She must use the boon now. She had the boon that she will not die in the fire. Fire cannot burn her, his sister, Holika. Holika says, my dear boy, come on, sit in my lap. And they put all the woods from the forest, they put all around her and they burn. Prahlad was laughing. He was saved and Holika finished. Holika burned there. That is the reason throughout India they worship every year. They celebrate this festival of Holi. You know? Holi is the day when Chaitanya Mahaprabhu appeared. It is in the Purnima of just Purnima. So the Holi is celebrated every year because that was impious act of Hiranyakashipu and Prahlad was protected. So everybody in the memory of Prahlad, the villagers celebrate, but they don't understand the meaning. This has become just a ritual in the villages. So ultimately Hiranyakashipu says, call this guy here. He brought into his courtyard. Prahlad, this is the last chance. You are finished now. Tell me, are you going to listen to me? He said, I am listening. You are not listening, Prabhu. Pitaji, what should, where is, now they put, rope him around the pillar. So where is your Vishnu? Tell me. He says, Mujhme tujhme khadg khambh mein. Mujhme means he is within me, he is within you, he is within this pillar, he is within your sword also, everywhere he is. So in Bhagavatam, there is a shloka, it says, Nijavritta Sattau. Lord appeared just because his two Vritya, two servants, one Brahma, has promised him that how he will be protected and not killed. So this all paraphernalia, he has to be equipped with all the promises Brahma has made to preserve that promises. And because Prahlad is saying he is there. So Krishna has to appear there. Vishnu has to appear there, right? So he immediately came. He hit the pillar and Lord appeared. So he put him on the lap and he just, with his nails, he just break apart. He died. He completed all promises given by Brahmaji. He came in twilight time. It was neither day nor night. He came in between. He was sitting on the middle of the pathway, which is neither inside the house nor outside the house. He was on his thigh. He was neither in the sky nor on the land. You know. So he was half lion and half man. So no animal, no man. Every promise is whatever Brahma promised, everything is clear and still he was killed. So he was not clever than Krishna. Okay? So Pita Tajav Prahlad, Bharat Mahatari, and Bharat, the best friend and best devotee of Lord Ram. You know about Ramayana, right? Don't know. So Ram was being throned tomorrow. Just one day before, the KK Naresh, the maternal uncle of Bharat, he sent a slave, because those days the kings not only give dowry, but they also give the slaves and servants, maid servants to the queen, to their daughter. So there was a maid servant, Manthara, very crooked lady. So as soon as she heard, oh, there will be Rajyabhishek for Lord Ram. Ram will be thrown tomorrow. So she thought, my God, my Kaikeyi's son Bharat is finished now. So she immediately went to Kaikeyi and said, listen, listen. Tomorrow you have to sleep from my bed. So what happened to you? Because you will be slave like me. Oh, you speak like this? I cut your tongue. Don't you know? Ram and Bharat are the same. Ram is my son. He is getting thrown tomorrow. You stupid lady, you speak like this? She ran away. Immediately, just by little association with Manthara, she got disturbed. She thought, my God, maybe there is some sense in this thought. She is saying maybe something which makes sense. Of course, if Bharat is so liked by Dasharath, the king, why did not he call him for the celebration? That guy is in maternal uncle's house. What is this? There is some politics going on. No, 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 no. Manthara is right. Manthara is right. Okay, Manthara, come on, come on. Tell me again. He said, no, no, I had only one tongue. No, I'm not going to speak. If I speak something, you are going to cut my tongue. He said, no, I will never. I promise I will not cut your tongue. Just tell me, Manthara, you are dear Manthara. Please come, come. Tell me what you want to tell me. He said, you remember? When king was going for fighting to Magath, then he win, and then he came, you did the tilak for him. Right? You put tilak on his head. When he came after winning that fight, then he gave you two boon. This is the time. Ask this two boon. Ask 14 years. Ram should be exiled. Tapas besa visesa udasi. Not in the princely dress. He must go like a udasi. He must go like a monk, like a sadhu. Like this brahmachari, saffron color wala. Like you. No, he should go like this. So that nobody will recognize him. If he goes like a prince, then the guy will make another, kingdom. He will make friendship with some other prince, and then they will just come and invade Ayodhya, and they will take. So he said, tapas base. The Ram should go to exile for 14 years in the dress of a tapasvi, like a sadhu. And Bharat prana priya pavahi raju. And my dear son Bharat, he should become the king of Ayodhya. This is the two boon. You have to ask. So what is the way? Go to Kop Bhavan. See, those days, the kings, they have a house where only to become angry. If you are angry, go to that house. Not all the time you become angry. So right now the whole world is full of anger. No, it is Kop Bhavan. Everywhere, everybody is fighting, they are angry. But in the prince kingdom, and the crown prince and the kingdom of any king, they had one house which is Kop Bhavan, where if somebody wants to become angry, they should go there. So Kaikeyi went to the Kop Bhavan. She just opened her hairs and she became very angry in the anger dress. Now everybody is so happy. The whole Ayodhya is being decorated. So much, you know, just like when your Janmashtami festival, how much, you know, our temple commander is running around doing so much work, hey, do this, do that, and so much decoration is going on. Same thing, so much celebration is being, preparation is going on in Ayodhya. And now, the King Dasarath hears the news, the KKE is in Kop Bhavan. Dasarath comes and goes there in Kop Bhavan, sees, my dear KKE, what happened to you? You remember? You want to talk to me? Yes. You have promised me You have told me you will give me 2 boon. Are you ready to give? Don't ask 2, ask hundreds of boon. He says that, kaun kahin rang kahin karahu nareshu. Tell me, who is the poor guy today? I will make him the multimillionaire. Bill Gates, tell me. Kaun kahin rang kahin karahu nareshu. Kaun kahin ripahi nikasahu desu. Who is the king who has disobeyed you? Throw him out of the kingdom. Tell me. He said, don't talk that big. I want a very simple and only 2. Very simple and only 2. What is that? He says, tapas base. Bises. Same exact mantra. Whatever mantra says, same thing is he repeating. Tapas base. Bises Udasi. Lord Ram must go to exile for 14 years in the dress of a monk. Just he went flat, fall on the ground. What happened? What are you saying? By the time she chirps the second one, Bharat Prana Priya Pava Hirai. So Dasara says, why not? This is very good. Let Bharat become king. Ram will work as his assistant. Ram will be servant to him. But don't ask this. He said, don't talk now. You have promised. 2 boons, finish. Now don't talk to me anything. If you want to change your mind, just go to hell. If you want to follow the dharma of a king, then follow this too. Okay? He is crying, Ram, Ram. He is going to die. He cannot even listen this news. So, Sumant, the dear minister of Dasarath, comes in. He hears, Maharaj, Dasarath is falling on the ground. What happened? Chakravarti Naresh Dasarath, nobody can hit him on this world. Such a powerful king. Now this queen, Kekeyi, just by a small letter, little word, he made him flat on ground. He says, he just runs to Lord Ram. He says, your father is crying, Ram, Ram. Ram just comes. Oh, tell my father, tell me, what should I do? Kekeyi is saying, father wants you to go exile for 14 years in monk's dress, Udasi in dress. Great. He's jumping. Oh my God, this is great order, great order. I will go now, I'm just going. And he just touches the feet. My dear father, please give your blessing, I'm just going. So he goes to the mother Kaushalya's house. And he said that I have been exiled for 14 years. My father wants me to go. He said, no, I am a mother. I can supersede the father's order. She said, no, mother has also, she has certified. So there is a mother and father, both have order. Kekeyi and Dasarath have told. So he said, if it is the case, then you have to go. Then you go, I bless you that this forest will become 100 times greater for you. Than Ayodhya. All the opulence in Ayodhya will just walk with you in the forest. My dear Lord, just go. So he blessed him. And now there was a messenger from Sumant. He sent somebody to bring Bharat. Ram already went to forest. And Bharat is coming. As soon as he enters the kingdom, Kekeyi is ready with the plate of Aarti. She is going to do Aarti for his son. He said, where is my Lord Ram? Where is my brother? My great worshipable deity? Where is my Lord Ram? They say, oh, he's gone to jungle. He's far. Why? Because your mother asked for. He went, run to Kekeyi. He said, you are not my mother. Never tell that you gave me birth. You, I'm not your son. Finished in this life. Pita tajev prahalad bharat matari. Bharat abandons his mother. Because of her behavior, because she was doing something against Lord Ram. Bali Guru Tajev and Maharaj Bali. Sukracharya is saying, hey, don't tell. He was taking jal in his hand, saying, yes, yes, Vamandev, tell me whatever you want, I will give. And Sukracharya knows that this is Vishnu. He will eat up all the property of my disciple. He will be finished. He went inside the Kamandalu. Sit in the Kamandalu, so that water will not come, then he cannot give this, Sankalpa cannot be completed. And then Maharaj Bali is putting kusha grass inside the kamandalu. His eyes is gone. One eye is finished. Shukracharya became only one-eyed man because of this incident. But he says, my dear Raja Bali, Raja Bali is becoming angry with this Baman Dev. Baman is a small, tiny dwarf incarnation. He is saying, only I want only 3.5 step land. He says, you are a fool, you, Brahmana. Your size is small, your intelligence is small. You should have asked to my doorkeeper, why did you come for this land? You should ask one village, two village, one state, two state, what do you want this? He said, no, I am very tiny. I only want 3.5 steps. But he doesn't know that this is the Vishnu. Shukracharya is saying this is Vishnu. He is going to take all your property, everything, your whole kingdom. He said, if it is Vishnu, then I am ready to give my life for him. So, Bali Guru Tajo immediately abandons his guru. He doesn't want to listen to his guru's order. Some guru, if he creates problem for the worship of the Lord, finish, no guru. Guru should be abandoned in this situation. Tajo Brajapanitan. And this Braj, the damsels of Braj, they leave everything. As soon as Krishna plays on flute in midnight, if some Braj Gopi, she is just serving the husband, then she will run away. Somebody serving to their father-in-law, mother-in-law, whatever service they are doing. Somebody is just feeding this small child, breastfeeding. And as soon as she hears the flute, she runs away from the home. Tajau Prajapanitan, this damsels of Braj, they left everything. They left everything for Krishna. So Tajahu Man Hari Vimukhan Ke Sang. Why Krishna? This movement Prabhupada has created that we should develop this rasik bhav of Brajvasi spirit. Why these Brajvasis are so dear to Krishna? Says Mahesh Ganesh, Dinesh, Suresahu Jahi Na Paar Na Paave. Shesh, Anant Shesh, Nityananda Maharaj, Baladev, always traveling with Krishna. He doesn't know him perfectly. Dinesh, son is going this side to that side. He giving vision to everybody. Without sunlight you cannot see anything. But he don't understand Krishna. Full of darkness in his vision. And Suresh, Indra is puffed up, he's always worried about, you know, somebody will take his kingdom. Says Mahesh, Lord Shiva, who is Devadideva, he is the chief of all the demigods. He's always chanting Maha Mantra, he's always chanting, meditating on him. Says Mahesh, Ganesh, Dinesh, Suresh, Jahin and Paran Power. These people can never understand Krishna very well. Tahi ahir kicho hariya, chachiya par chach pe naach na chave. This, the damsels of this Braj, for those supreme person, they make him dance for little chach. Chach is buttermilk. They will ask, hey Kanaya, chach piyega? You want to drink little? Yes. Come on, stand here. See, we are throwing this cow dung. It will take some time. Just stand here. So when we go, come next time. See, every time they go out, they bring little cow dung, they put on his cheek. And he's just standing like this, waiting that they will give me chach. Same supreme person, out of so much love for this Braj Gopi, he's just standing like Buddha, you know, like foolish guy, just standing like this. Do you know that his mother, Yashoda, she has hundreds of thousands of cows. She prepares milks and makhan, butter from so much density of love that my boy will eat this milk, he will take this chash, not chash is a completely rejected material for her. She's making so nice butter. But Krishna never eats anything from Nanda Bhavan. He always observes his friend's house things, always eats those things. He always steals from the Braj Gopi's houses because he knows who loves me more. He wants to reciprocate those people. So we have to develop that Braj spirit, the Brajavasi spirit. If we become so simple like that, our life will be successful. So the association, the temple Prabhupada created for association. Association is always welcoming. These boys were telling me that this is a very nice place. Everybody meets, you know, they are all welcoming. So this is great. I think New Dwarka has got this credit that they are welcoming everybody. Once you welcome everybody, everybody belongs to the part of Krishna. They are already part and parcel of Krishna consciousness. Only they are forgotten. Once they become, then this society will become the divine place to live. Otherwise, everybody has to run away. Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati said, if you don't go and sit in your toilet for 5 hours, you just go do the business quickly, run away. So this is like a toilet house, material world. Run away, run away. Just do quickly your business, run away. But if you perform Krishna conscious service, then life after life, you take another birth. Come again, come again, come again. Serve Krishna. Distribute Prabhupada's book again and again. Right? You have the desire to come again and serve Prabhupada. But this is up to him. If you die chanting the holy name, remembering Srila Prabhupada, this is up to them. Karmanya daiva netrena. Whatever you have the last desire, the daiva netrena, the demigod sitting on your shoulder, they note down right away. And accordingly, according to your karma, you will think the same thing, and accordingly, you will be produced a new body. So, but we have to chant all the time. Krishna has ordered us, he ordered to Arjuna, that maman asmaryuddham cha. You fight. Krishna is not teaching to sannyasis or only to Brahmins. He is teaching to the whole world. Same sloka for every time, all the time. Maman smaryuddham cha. You perform the duties and by your limbs, by your body, all the time your mind should be smar. Always remember me, always remember me, always remember me. See, if you remember him all the time, we are always protected. So, we are crossing the boundary of time, I don't know. Hare Krishna. You have any question? Any question? Maharaj, any comment? I'm sorry, I'm sitting. Maharaj is very happy with this kahani. Sri Ram ke jai. Ram Chandra Bhagwan ki. Bol Paramanande. I am actually Ram Bhakta Maharaj. I always touch some nice stories for Ram.